William Morrow and Harper Audio present Talia Hibbert's Brown Sisters Book Set, featuring Get a Life, Chloe Brown, performed by Ajoa Ando. Take a Hint, Danny Brown, performed by Ione Butler. And Act Your Age, Eve Brown, performed by Ione Butler. Get a Life, Chloe Brown.
Prologue. Once upon a time, Chloe Brown died. Nearly. It happened on a Tuesday afternoon, of course. Disturbing things always seem to happen on Tuesdays. Chloe suspected that day of the week was cursed, but thus far she'd only shared her suspicions via certain internet forums, and with Danny, the weirdest of her two very weird little sisters. Danny had told Chloe that she was cracked, and that she should try positive affirmations to rid herself of her negative weekday energy. So when Chloe heard shouts and the screech of tires, and looked to her right, and found a shiny white Range Rover heading straight for her, her first ridiculous thought was, I'll die on a Tuesday, and Danny will have to admit that I was right all along. But in the end, Chloe didn't actually die. She wasn't even horribly injured, which was a relief because she spent enough time in hospitals as it was. Instead, the Range Rover flew past her and slammed into the side of a coffee shop. The drunk driver's head-on collision with a brick wall missed being a head-on collision with a flesh-and-blood Chloe by approximately 3 feet. Metal crunched like paper. The middle-aged lady in the driver's seat slumped against an airbag, her crisp blonde bob swinging. Bystanders swarmed, and there were shouts to call an ambulance. Chloe stared, and stared, and stared. People buzzed by her, and time ticked on, but she barely noticed. Her mind flooded with irrelevant data, as if her head were a trash folder. She wondered how much the repairs to the coffee shop would cost. She wondered if insurance would cover it, or if the driver would have to. She wondered who had cut the lady's hair because it was a beautiful job. It remained relatively sleek and stylish, even when she was hauled out of her car and onto a gurney. Eventually, a man touched Chloe's shoulder and asked, Are you okay, my darling? She turned and saw a paramedic with a kind, lined face and a black turban. I believe I'm in shock, she said. Could I have some chocolate? Green and black. Sea salt is my favourite, but the 85% dark probably has greater medicinal properties. The paramedic chuckled, put a blanket around her shoulders and said, Would a cuppa do you, Madge? Oh, yes, please. Chloe followed him to the back of his ambulance. Somewhere along the way, she realised she was shaking so hard that it was a struggle to walk. With a skill born of years of living in her highly temperamental body, she gritted her teeth and forced one foot in front of the other. When they finally reached the ambulance, she sat down carefully, because it wouldn't do to collapse. If she did, the paramedic would start asking questions. Then he might want to check her over. Then she'd have to tell him about all her little irregularities and why they were nothing to worry about, and they'd both be here all day. Adopting her firmest, I am very healthy and in control, tone, she asked briskly, Will the lady be all right? The driver. She'll be fine, love. Don't you worry about that. Muscles she hadn't realised were tense suddenly relaxed. In the end, after 2 cups of tea and some questions from the police, Chloe was permitted to finish her Tuesday afternoon walk. No further near-death experiences occurred, which was excellent, because if they had, she'd probably have done something embarrassing, like cry. She entered her family home via the north wing and skulked to the kitchen in search of fortifying snacks. Instead, she found her grandmother, Gigi, clearly waiting for her. Gigi whirled around with a swish of her floor-length violet robe, the one Chloe had given her a few months ago on Gigi's 5th, or was it 5th, 70th birthday. Darling, she gasped, her sparkling kitten-heeled mules clacking against the tiles. You look so peaky, from Gigi, who was both a concerned grandparent and a painfully beautiful ragtime legend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?